You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Episode of the Big Wigs podcast. We have such a big show today because we are in a brand new
studio. We're in the studs.
I do love saying that. Kudos to Mike, our producer, who has officially moved to a swanky ass spot.
Hey, kudos, we got to glow up, Mike. This is a glow up.
Yeah. Can we afford it? Time will tell.
Well, you know what? The more you guys subscribe and tell people to listen to this goddamn show, the more money that comes into making us stay in the studio. Right?
Exactly.
Somehow. Is that how it works?
That's how
YouTube,
it works.
I mean, YouTube, we're a little behind, but yeah. I mean,
you're right.
Either way, obviously, keep listening to the show, keep subscribing, keep doing all the things. You guys, this isn't new to anybody. By now, you guys know how to consume media. You know that leaving a comment on the YouTube helps us.
You know that
leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify helps us. So just go ahead. Tell a friend, listen.
Yeah,
exactly. We tripled in studio space size.
It's so nice.
Yeah,
it's really nice. Also, I want to say, even though this episode's not coming out today, it is July 1st. Hi, everybody. It's July 1st.
Hi, we're in July.
My birthday month has officially ended. Kill me. I have to wait a whole other year for this shit. What the hell?
No. We can still celebrate it. I'll allow it.
Thank you so much. Because I really woke up. I woke up feeling like, and we're done, you know? But I wanted to tell you before, like, you guys know I went hard. I go hard for my birthday in terms of Anna taking care of Anna. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
me spending money on myself.
Yes.
Because I'm as if no one else cares about me in the world. And I'm like, it's my birthday. I got to do it for myself, which I think everyone should do. I don't care if you're married, single, whatever. Take care of yourself on your birthday.
Treat yourself.
But I woke up to July 1st. And you know what? I follow a lot of, like, woo-woo astrology accounts, you know?
You never let me forget it.
I get hit with, like, all the horoscopes and whatever, and I really love to read them. And so, you know, I signed on to Instagram this morning, July 1, when I woke up, and it said, all of the money that you spent in June will come back to you three times as much in July. And I thought, woo, get me out of bed. I got money to make.
Amazing news.
Amazing news.
So everything. Yeah. So now you can just continue the shopping spree.
Literally. I mean, sometimes I get those messages where it's like $30,000 will fall into your lap later. And I just walk around like, holding my arms out, you know, plane's gonna drop it, right?
Like long gone are the days where you find cash on the floor, though. Like,
oh, that's over. Yeah.
It's over, right? No one carries cash around.
Yeah. Here's the thing: if I do find it now, I feel like I got to give it away.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
Huh.
I have found like $5 bill or whatever. I will give it to like a homeless person because I think it's just. I'm like, you don't really need that $5. You found it.
It's lucky enough.
You're gonna get more if you give it to someone who needs it right now. You know? It's hot out. Give them $5.
I like that. I like that motto.
Thank you.
I got tipped the other day, and I haven't been tipped in a while because we've sadly talked about this. My job doesn't.
I'm telling Dre,
it's stupid. Actually.
You need a tip if you want like a part time job in New York City. You gotta get tips.
Yeah, you don't get tips doing.
We work
don't
in get a tips. Fucking
not, no, not
we work
at the demo
in a
table.
Tipping city. I mean,
yeah, we do. Yeah.
Tourists
we do.
Don't tip, but you know, people who know this city, they will tip.
I got a mid-grade sandwich this morning and a coffee.
Yeah.
Obviously, they ask for tip. My total was $20.
Yeah.
I go, what is this on? Some panna from Campania? Like, what am I eating? This is a little, it was the tiniest of sandwiches, okay? I was speechless. It was like $20 for what? I got an iced coffee and a little tiny brioche bun with some cheap-ass meat. And then the audacity for to go 20% or 18%. What do you want to tip? I go,
oh my
nothing.
God.
My sandwich is enough.
Yeah.
I paid $18 and $3 for an iced
coffee. I don't like that the places now have, here's the thing. I worked in service. I worked in restaurants for 7 years. So I'm all about tipping. I think it's really nice to take care of everyone. However, I think at places that have never traditionally, like they have a tip jar, fine. Or like it's up to you. But now, like literally Juice Press, I'm going to call them out. I love them. Mm-hmm. But I go in the fridge. I pull out a juice that was made 14 weeks ago. Who knows?
Exactly.
I will say I wasted $11. I bought two watermelon juices that were both disgusting the other day. But they asked for a tip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this person is sitting in a chair and literally went like this with my juice. Scan.
Yeah.
Yep. If I order a smoothie and they're out, they're back there making waste. Of course. Yeah. Yes. You're doing
the juice and the carrots.
But I don't think about the pre-made juices. Let me just buy the fucking juice.
Yeah. No, the tip culture is absolutely out of this.
It's bad. It's
out of this world.
You also feel pressure to tip when the service is bad. There's
tip all the time.
Depanier, which we've discussed. Place in Williamsburg. They do make some food that's pretty good, and they're a coffee shop in the old studio.
Let's give them, they've got a banging egg salad sandwich for all the 85-year-old grandmothers out there.
Yeah, I go, also, won't be taking that recommendation.
I love egg salad.
They also have this great prosciutto and fig sandwich. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's delicious. They do have some good things on the menu.
Yeah.
But it's one of those places that's like, it's so Brooklyn that sometimes you walk in and nobody like pays attention to you for 5 minutes.
And they have a lot of people behind that counter.
Yes. Yeah. There's like three people just like you have no idea what they're actually doing. And then same sort of thing at the end, the tip thing comes up and you're kind of like, I'm not going to tip you guys. Like you guys didn't even like say, hey, I was raised when I was doing those types of jobs, like restaurant jobs and things like that, that you kind of drop whatever you're doing if there's somebody waiting at the counter.
Of course,
and you go over and be like, hey, even if you just say, I'll be with you in 1 second, let me finish dragging this bag of coffee beans where it's got to go. You got to at least acknowledge the customer.
Tips aside, you will remember that the people are nice there. You will make someone's day by just saying, hey, how's your day going? Immediate tip for me, at least. I'm like, oh my God, it doesn't take much.
This is a personable conversation now, instead of like, what can I get?
Like, there's such a difference. I don't know. I mean, I've had those days where you're like, what can I get you? I don't have time for you.
Of course. Yeah.
And then you don't earn the tip and you're like, well, I was in a bad mood.
Right. This was on me.
Absolutely. Tipping. So July 1st.
I'm getting rich.
New studio. We're getting rich. It's the start of a new month. Are you feeling patriotic?
I am feeling a little patriotic.
You know what?
I'm not going to lie. I feel, you know, I don't really know exactly what I'm doing for July 4th. I'm going to be away. I like getting out of the city for July 4th, which I'm excited to not be here. I've spent so many July 4ths in New York City. And even though it's nice to see the fireworks, I could give a shit about fireworks. I'm like one of those people that's like, let's just, I've seen them before. Yeah.
I mean, I love a good sparkler.
Yeah, a good sparkler.
Come on.
But like, I don't need to watch the fireworks show. I think I'm just, do they get old for people? Like as you age, you're like, I've seen a
fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could not care less about fireworks. Right? Yeah.
I'm still in my fireworks phase, I think. I still like to see it, you know?
Baby, you're a firework.
Yes. I still get excited.
I want to sing that song as Luann for July 4th. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let me show you.
She would be into it. And she'd be wearing some sparkly red dress with like a white boa. I can see it.
Shout out to Luann because she is crushing it. She is just going from show to show Her Instagram, she is a pop star on her Instagram.
Yeah,
you know, she has gone from housewife to full pop star.
Well, countess, housewife, pop star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also author.
The transition. We love it.
I mean, she is, she is well-versed. She is dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's an amazing performer. You know,
I just realized this episode's going to come out on July 4th. So happy July 4th, everyone.
Yes. See, we're patriotic.
We are patriotic. Are you feeling patriotic? How are you feeling about July 4th?
I do love July 4th. It's a fun time. I love the fireworks and I love a themed holiday.
She loves a theme. You and my mom. Okay. And my mom. Do you have an outfit picked out already?
Well, here's the thing though. I've been wearing pretty much the same. I've been recycling the same July 4th outfit for about 4 years now. So
I'm
feeling a new one coming in my future.
I think you deserve a new one. Yeah.
I deserve a new one. So my brother already made fun of me for my silver shoes, but by the way, metallic silver shoes.
I like them.
Thank you.
I literally walked in. I go, Dre, I have a pair of silver sneakers in my cart.
Yeah.
They're like too much. I'm waiting for them to come down because they're on like one of those like sneaker resale sites that I'm like, come on, Anna. Hold your horse. Yeah. It could come down.
Yeah.
I do have silver sneakers in storage in LA. I just want to point that out.
So you already have one in your cart?
I don't have them here.
That's true. Yeah. Justice for our carts, though, because rarely do they see, like, I forget to go back and buy them, but the carts are so big. And I've got just like a million open tabs of carts.
Oh my God.
Sometimes they expire.
How many tabs do you have open on your phone? How many tabs?
Can we do an over under on this?
Yeah, sure. What do you think I have?
Who? Well, I'm guessing yours, Anna?
Sure. How many tabs are open on my phone? And everyone listening,
wait, no, first
I
of all,
want you to go check how many tabs you have open on your phone.
Yeah, were we talking about tabs, or are we talking about like shopping tabs?
Well, no, tabs in general. But, you know, I would say about 80% of them are stores.
Sure, of course.
Sure, of course.
If we're setting the over under at 30, I'll take the over.
Now, over 30?
That could mean 31, but I think it's over 30.
I think you're at 175 tabs.
I am at, and this is on the low end for me.
I'm actually closing out tabs as we speak.
I'm nervous. Yeah, right.
Oh, I wanted to say,
now you got me thinking.
I'm at 111 tabs.
Wow. All right. So I'd still hit.
And that's pretty low for me. Like, yeah. I'm usually in the 170 range and I'm like, cut it out.
Are you really in the 170
sometimes
range?
Are you supposed to close them out?
And here's the thing. 70% I'd say are stores or show tickets. Mm-hmm. And
that tracks.
And then are nail appointments. And then the other, look at this, glasses, bag, dresses.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I go hard. The other 20% to 30% are my shows that I need to sell tickets for. Side note, if you want to come see my one woman show, August 15th, okay? Dre's going to be on it too.
Not
a one woman.
Am I locking that in?
You said you were.
I think I have a wedding that weekend now that I think about it.
Oh my God. Well, come Another see wedding. Me live. Joe's Pub. It's in my Instagram bio. Absolutely. I love you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. I was not trying to deter anybody go to the show.
How many tabs?
Now that I'm thinking about it.
If we're lucky, we get Andrea on the show. If you have a wedding, so I'm seriously like wishing they break up beforehand. I'm sorry. That got mean, but you go to so many weddings.
I got deep.
A little mean, yeah.
She told me she was done after this week.
I know. I forgot there's another one.
No!
I forgot. Okay, so
how many tabs?
I think my tabs. Does this take away from your battery? Because if so, no wonder.
I think it does.
I'm going to go crashing. For you. I'm going to go 142.
Okay. Mike, you're on such a low end. You said 30 for Anna.
Yeah.
I think I'm honestly.
Are you meticulously closing out your tabs?
I took that. I was like, oh my God. Like,
I know.
Wow. I'm impressed. He thinks I'm like, I've got my shit together.
Well, because I was trying to think of where I sit usually, and I think it is in somewhere in the 30s. 40,
that's incredible.
Maybe.
I guess men don't really search as much. They're just like, Siri, what's the answer to this?
It's
Googling
some
it.
Searching. Yeah. It's, I mean.
It, yeah, I usually Google. I don't ask.
How real do you want me to get? A lot of it, some of it's shopping. A lot of it's porno. But that's what guys.
Both of our faces went. You're gonna tell this nice Catholic girl that you got porno all over your phone.
Oh, come on!
I appreciate the transparency so much.
I have 26 right now.
Some of mine are like, my dog's balls are swollen after neutering. How do
is this normal?
This would be fun though. I can count up how many are porno, and it's gonna be out of 26 right now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We got to get this guy laid. We got to get
5,
you
6,
set up.
7.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
8. 9. 9 of 26.
Oh, my God.
It's
you guys.
More than I expected,
one third.
I gotta
be honest. If there's a nice Jewish girl out there who's looking to date, okay. I'm serious.
Yeah.
DM us because I'm trying to set up Mike right now.
I think I just lost some points admitting
maybe.
How much porn I was on. But again,
before the relationship, I'm pretty sure you're still looking at porn. Not as much, but I think you still are.
I'll let you know. I'm going to go take Jared's phone later. I'll text you guys and see
yeah,
how
please.
Much porn he's got
now,
on
now. I'm like, wait, what the hell? When I don't even look through any guy's phone, but like if I am, I didn't even think that the tabs would be a telltale sign. Like I'm going through text messages, DMs.
Nick and Jared are both on the road a fair amount, right?
Yeah.
Between Jared going, doing video stuff in LA, right?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
once in a while,
Nick, for sure. I guarantee you, there's 10 open tabs.
Wow, 10.
What?
You just forget. It's not like they're like so special. It's just forgetting to close them out. It's just, and then you just pop open.
I
kind of
love right. this. Yeah. All right, we're gonna we'll report back on what our boyfriends are watching.
Yeah, we will.
How many tabs?
487.
No
Jesus Christ!
Fucking way.
Why?
I'm sorry.
When was the last
That's
time
the show. We gotta go. Dre, we gotta go find
I
her.
I didn't know we were closing tabs.
We're finding her a therapist.
Since when do we close tabs? Listen, I close my apps. Like, I thought that was the only thing we're closing out. I thought that this was it. I thought
no,
closing
I don't
tabs.
Close apps. I close tabs, though, sometimes.
What?
Wait, I'm dead. 400. That's gonna take
that
her a while.
Okay,
I'll clear them now.
What does Tila Tequila look like now? Oh, okay. It's a bunch of street easies when I was looking for apartments. Okay. Oh, different.
You don't have the app?
Yeah. What? You don't have the app?
Street easy, the app.
I didn't really, yeah, I didn't think about that. I was just kind of just raw dogging it on my phone, kind of just not using, just using streeteasy.com, huh?
This is a problem because now that we're Steffi scrolling Frankel. Up, I'm like, oh my God, I love these rings. I didn't buy them. Does July 1st, you could squeeze out one more day of birthday month.
Yeah, why not? At this
dying.
Point.
Yeah, this is actually, it's a little dangerous for us. I looked up Miles Finch. Yeah, see, I looked up Darius Rucker. I'm looking up a lot of actors, you know, a lot of IMDb. Is there an app for that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. That was a joke, guys. God, I am literally an 80-year-old woman, and I'm like, I've got 500 tabs open.
Here's how you're not an 80-year-old woman, because you don't like egg salad sandwiches.
Correct. What? What a callback. What a callback.
Thank
but I
you.
Was, how bad is it to buy chicken salad? Now Mike's looking at his porn. He's like, no. What porn was I looking at? No. You're definitely a stepmom porn.
Mike, are we still doing this podcast or are you watching porn right now?
Literally, I see his head down and he's scrolling. I'm like, which porn are you like looking back at now?
Do I have to take my top off to get some fucking airtime here?
I know we moved to a new studio.
Oh my God.
Listen. Anyway, I almost bought chicken salad at a bodega. Like, yes or no? Is that disgusting?
No. I've had tuna from like a tuna sandwich.
I think it
depends
on the bodega.
Yeah.
True.
Disgusting bodega. Disgusting
chicken
choice.
Salad.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But some bodegas are like,
I wouldn't,
you can get food there.
Yeah. I that's wouldn't true. Go with the shrimp salad. I'll just say that.
Shrimp,
I think that's where
on.
You draw the line,
yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Tuna comes from a can, so it's probably okay. You know what right. I mean? But the shrimp, no.
God, yeah, God knows where that's from.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, that's true.
Back definitely, alley, definitely. They found that in.
Wait, what are you doing for the fourth tonight?
But tonight, I am, I guess I'm a Midwest girl now that I date a Midwest boy. So we're heading up Lake Geneva once again. We're going to be on the lake and doing a bunch of,
that
you know,
beautiful.
Family, wholesome fireworks.
I love that.
Yeah. All their family friends are so fun.
That's they're so just, America. Like you're having a real like
America.
America. Yeah. Fuck yeah. July 4th.
Totally.
Yeah. You know? I mean, last year, I think I was watching it when I lived in Jersey. I was watching the fireworks in my Jersey apartment with my family. I had a barbecue.
That's nice.
Another American thing. BBQ.
Barbecue.
Yeah, for sure.
We love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have a barbecue on July 4th. I don't know. I'm going to my friends and I'll be there for like a couple of days. So,
we'll and be they have a gorgeous.
We'll be in the Hamptones.
Sprawling. The Hamptones.
Hamptones.
I just added
like
extra.
Me and Alec, we are like going to the Hamptones.
Actually, TBT, I think you were in the Hamptons last year and you did a video.
On July 4th? No, I was. That was a video I did in LBI like 2 years ago.
Oh,
on the beach. Yeah.
Okay, but no. Are you sure? I thought it was in the Hamptons.
Positive.
And you were like, we're in the Hamptones.
No, I did that, but it wasn't July 4th. I did a video of me being the Hamptons. Yeah,
okay.
As Hilaria Baldwin. Yes.
Love, love, love.
Yeah. I might have to do another one if I'm there, you know? She loves the Hamptons.
She loves.
We love the Hamptons.
And I just love also how you say Hamptones.
Hamptones. You know? Bridge. Bridge. Watermill. El Hamptones de South.
You know what, though? Do you feel like you know your way around the Hamptons? Because I don't, and I don't think that's big wig of me at all.
I don't really know my way around the Hamptons. It's very spread out. I know, like, I know the towns, and
yeah.
I've been to them, but I haven't been that much. I'm not, like, a Hamptons girl. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, as Countess Luann, though, you need to know your way around the Hamptons.
Totally.
Yeah.
Shit, I should bring some wigs with me if I'm going to be rolling around the Hamptons.
Actually, you need to bring your Bethany wig, and you need to bring...
I don't wear a Bethany wig. I just go. I just
you're
go,
right. Because, yeah. Like, what does she?
She's just a white woman with brown hair, which is like, what else can I do?
That's great.
Maybe I get a darker wig for Bethany.
She does have a dark wig. And
she does have darker hair.
That's the thing with these celebrities. We run into issues is Teresa is now. Did you see? She went back to her natural hair, like curly.
What?
No, like curly. And it's humongous.
For like a day, probably.
I don't know, but she got extensions with the curly hair. So I'm like,
yeah.
Are you keeping this?
Hell yeah.
That's wild to me. So like now I'm like, do I get just like a crazy curly wig? And you gotta get
I
a dark,
get a black,
dark wig for.
I have a dark wig. Maybe I'll wear it.
And it's kind of, it's full. Like Bethany has a curly.
She has good hair.
Natural hair. It's like thick.
Yeah. I you did I mean? DM her to tell her I was going to be in the Hamptons. And
yes. Recap the story for us.
You'll love this. No, I DM'd her like yesterday.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, I'm going to be out east.
Wait.
And she was kind of like, cool. The weather's supposed to be great. It's going to be a nice week out east. Literally. And I was like, so about that video. And she goes, I'm really not trying to work. And then my daughter comes home and she's like, but
she
maybe.
She said that to you. I'm really not trying to work. Yeah. Hilarious. No.
In the last DM, didn't she go, I don't really like to work. It just happens for me.
Yes. These are organic. All her videos are just kind of organic and they just happen.
They just happen for her.
She got on all those Chanel videos. Did you see? She posted some Instagram where she was like, thank you for 135 million views on my Chanel videos. Jesus. I think that was all the Chanel. She did like 12, you know, where she was doing like lip syncs and stuff. All of them put together. Like she like she added the
added
numbers
them all up.
But I was like, oh my God.
That's beyond insane.
Yeah.
I remember us rounding up our numbers. We're like, our Chris and Court have amassed
15
million. As of 15?
Almost 15 look at million.
Us. Well, look at us, Bethany.
Look but at actually, us.
That's hilarious. And she was, of course she's rounding but up. I like, of course she's looking like, at the numbers.
I didn't DM her to be like, how's the weather in the Hamptons?
Oh, she knows. She goes, have fun there.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
It's great. It's great. The weather's great right now.
This is a great time to go.
It's insane. Yeah. Weather's nice.
It's going to be good.
I don't really want to work. But good luck. Good luck to you.
But good luck on that. But I think she's one of those people that if you badger her or you just like keep on, you're persistent, I think she'll do a video.
I'm going to be persistent, but not in an annoying way. Because like, I don't need to do this. It would just be funny.
It'd be really funny, of course.
You know, go to her house, make a little crab wrap and some seaweed.
July 4th snacks.
Yeah.
You're going to need some patriotic strawberries, blueberries, and whipped cream.
Yeah.
I can see her doing it now.
Sweet, juicy.
Actually, I just saw a video of her and she was talking about how she built a successful cocktail. You know how she loves to do those like how-to videos?
Yeah.
How I went and built a successful cocktail business at 30. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm approaching 30. Okay, like maybe I should watch this video. Like I'll be able to do the same exact business thing that she's doing.
This is grad school in 30 seconds.
Yeah. She basically has her own masterclass on TikTok.
I love that.
And then I feel, I'm like, God, I gotta post more.
Hey, how's your masterclass account? Jay, didn't you get an account this year? Have you fallen off?
I've fallen the F off.
It is kind of a scam.
It is a scam.
So here's the thing. It's not a scam because the content that they actually make is pretty good. But the thing is, you get a membership and you watch like one of the things and it's like helpful kind of.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of don't look at it again.
Completely
interesting.
Like and then you have like a year and a half long subscription and you're just kind of like,
but I've also heard some people do that with like joining Peloton or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, I did two rides and I've never sat on the bike since.
That's
so I think that it's just like you either commit or you don't. Like, I love Peloton, like, I don't know.
I was so invested in my masterclass.
Dre, fix your mic.
Who did you watch?
Well, I was going to watch this interior designer and then Martha Stewart was the reason why I signed up.
Right.
And then I wanted you
to watch Martha's.
To watch Kris Jenner,
which I did.
You did.
I watched
Kris on the plane?
On the plane. I forget what, I think it was a Delta flight.
You weren't
raw dogging. Like four or five of the master classes. And Kris was, here's the thing though, it was so annoying because they broke it up into like chapters. So it was like every 3 minutes I had to go back to the menu and like press the next one.
Yes.
So annoying.
I was like, wait.
That is annoying.
What? Why can't I just watch this
whole thing through? Yeah.
And then Chloe like took over for part of it, which was so funny. She like came on with like a full on speech and it was like really great. And I was like, I was like, what? And they were like, I bet everyone at Masterclass was like, should we just let it happen? Should we just let her?
Oh, he's here. Yeah. Just let it roll.
Like, let's just keep going, I guess.
Yeah. You
know, Kris wanted to do this.
Sure.
Now, anyway, that's nice for July 4th. I have an outfit this year. Back to July 4th.
Masterclass.
I have an outfit.
That's really nice. So you have an outfit.
I have a couple ideas. Yeah, I really do.
Wait a minute. From your own closet?
I pull out ideas for July 4th. I really, if I'm doing something.
Yeah, of course. Wait a minute. These are new purchases or is this you're actually using from your own closet?
No. I'm not purchasing for July 4th. Just outfits I thought of in my own closet.
Amazing. Love.
Yeah. I could find everyone an outfit from their closet for July 4th. I think I'm really good at like, I could style you with stuff you have.
In general, because that is the wildest.
Yes.
That is, what is the word for it? When you're like really proud of something?
Creative,
amazing, spectacular. No, I'm looking for a talent, like a skill, like a flex.
I think
like I could find an outfit for anybody for July 4th.
For any occasion.
Or for any occasion.
Yeah, I could. Out of your closet.
That's a really, really great skill to have it is. Because like if you have an event, sometimes you can't go out to buy, and people think like I have nothing in my closet to
wear.
I'm
flexing this skill too because half my shit is in storage. So I've literally lived with like a fourth of my clothing this entire year.
Guys, like, give her a fucking round of applause.
Give me a round of applause right now. No, but I do believe I've grown because I'm content.
You've been forced
I'm able to live with it. Yeah. I'm able to live with so much less than I thought I ever could. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, yes, some days I wake up and I was like, I had in my head an outfit and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have like
that certain
jeans.
Part of it. Right.
You know, once in a while it happens, but for the most part, I've been pretty good. And if I don't have it, I got a credit card, you know, I can buy something.
I'm going to buy something. Yeah. No, that's kind of what has to happen.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling good about the
You're resourceful. Yeah. I've definitely learned to be resourceful as well. I think that's a really good skill to have, especially in our industry. Like if you either have a stylist, but that's expensive and you got to do it yourself for a while.
Yeah, you definitely do.
And one day, will I get a stylist? Yes, because that just allows me to just have clothes out on the ready.
You want a stylist for your everyday life?
No.
Just like for events.
Yeah. Okay. You know, one day we're going to be doing tons of panels. We're going to be selling out arenas, red carpets.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we're going to need some hot looks.
We really
are. Fresh, tight looks, you know?
We really are.
I have a stylist who I want to work with when we're there. I told you my friend, he's a stylist. He's a celeb stylist.
Yes.
He did the entire Barbie press tour.
Wait, you're friends with him?
Yeah.
We talked about this.
We were on a teen tour together when we were like 18. We did the talent show together. 17.
We did the talent show together.
We sang together in the talent show.
Andrew Muckamal.
He's fucking crushing it right now.
Give me the name again.
Andrew Muckamal. He's killing it.
Sounds like whack-a-mole. I like this.
Look him Muckamal. Up. He also did Carrie Mulligan.
Wow.
He works with, he's got a bunch of celebrities, but. They were big on the red carpets this year because they were both an Oscar movie.
But I don't remember if you talked about this when we talked about the Barbie because the press tour was almost as big as the movie.
Maybe I forgot. But now I'm telling you.
Yeah, thank you. Like the vintage Barbie and Ken looks that they did were absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And I just want a stylist that like Kiki Palmer, she has the same stylist that she's always had.
Yeah.
And I really love that for her and I want a relationship like that. So are there any stylists out
like
there?
Like Law Roach.
With Julia Fox.
Well, also, I don't know if Law Roach styles Julia Fox, but Law Roach styles Zendaya.
Yes.
That's a long partnership. I think like she like blew him up too.
I love that for them.
I do too.
Perfect time to take a quick little break, ski.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And then we'll be right back with our style choices.
Off air, I was just like, Dre, I wanted to tell you my July 4th sexy stories because I had two July 4ths.
They're sexy stories?
Yeah,
they're hot. I thought they were drunk stories.
They were. It was like me
drunk and sexy. Drunk.
It was my single sexy partying Anna era.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
Because you know I was in a long relationship and then I had 3 years before I met Jared where I just like fucking let loose, mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I let loose. And are you filming this? Okay. Anyway, we're filming this.
She fixes her hair. Are you filming that?
I was like, hold on.
Let me know beforehand.
Meanwhile, I'm on camera.
Yeah, you guys are literally.
Dre has a sexy story. No, but literally July 4th gives me PTSD. I was like, thank God I'm out of the city because
Is July 4th a sexy holiday?
No, I'm like but 2 years in a row, I like went all out.
And love like, it.
1 year, I remember someone. I hooked up with someone, whatever. We got very drunk. We like were on this rooftop party in Williamsburg. And then we like went to buy more alcohol to go back to his place or whatever. And I just remember the next day, my brother was coming to visit on July 5th. And I get a message on Facebook saying, hi, I found your license on the corner of Metropolitan whatever street in Williamsburg. And I look at my wallet and I'm like, oh no.
That's the nicest thing that they could have ever done.
So nice. Yeah. It was this girl and she was like, if you can meet, and I didn't live in Williamsburg. I was just here for a party and stayed over. And
yeah, of course.
And I go,
yeah, you did.
I was like, stayed over, but I was back in my apartment. Obviously I had Bobby Flay. And I remember like, I said to my brother, I got to go get my license.
I'll be right back.
We were so hungover. And we got on the train and we came to Brooklyn. No, and she had some like bodyguard with her to be like, can I see a form of ID? And I was like, here's a credit card. And then he was like, she's good. And then I was like, she saw my Facebook. Like, she messaged me.
Right.
She also, it's a photos. Woman to woman. Why,
like,
would
she think I'm showing up with, right. like, you know, poison? I don't know. It was, yeah, it was very funny. And I got my license back. That was 1 year. And then the next year, same thing. Came to a rooftop party in Williamsburg. It's dangerous over here.
Oh, my God.
I left at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. I don't know. I stayed at this guy's place until then. And then I was like, I have to go home and take care of my dog. And I could not swallow. I woke up. I had like 104 fever.
Oh, my gosh.
Strep throat so badly. It was so bad. And my mom came to town. All this was July 4th. I have like photos.
And these are hot stories?
She's like, I've got some. Let me tell you, before both things, I definitely had sex before both of those things happened. Oh,
right. Sure. Of course.
So they were hot. Yeah. I'm dead.
That sounded like a story about how you got strep throat.
Exactly. So you got the strep throat from, I guess, whatever he had festering in him.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who's to say?
And then we never hooked up again. And I remember, yeah, he's like a friend who I sometimes would see in years past. And I remember being like, should I be like, hey, remember that one July 4th? Like, did you get strep throat or were you sick before? Because like, I was like on my fucking deathbed.
Yeah.
Because... isn't that always crazy though when you get sick from somebody and you go, were you sick? You didn't seem sick.
No one mentioned it.
No one said a damn thing. This is a mystery illness.
Weird. Weird. Anyway, Dre, you had a sexy story.
Yes, I think I did. And I do want to share it. But
please share with the class.
You know, I feel stupid because I think I fell for like the trick. I don't actually think this is what happened, but I got propositioned for a threesome.
Hot.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Was it a straight couple?
And I'm only saying this is very curious. Cool, because it, like, it doesn't happen every day, I guess. It was guy-girl couple.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing was it was at my demo table. So, of course, I'm doing samples at work. Right. And they were asking all these questions where he was. And I actually mentioned to them, I was like, oh, yeah, I work in comedy and media. And then they looked up my Instagram and they go, oh, my gosh, you have a podcast. Are you going to talk about this story on the podcast?
Oh, my God.
I go, well, now I am.
Yeah. Hi, listening. That. Hi to those people listening. Hey.
Couple from Italy. So they come over and he's asking me all these questions about this sweet balsamic vinegar. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm opening up this restaurant. It's going to be called blah, blah, blah. And I want to say it, but I won't. And then I was like, oh, cool. I honestly think the story is all fabricated. There's absolutely no restaurant. He was just asking questions. And then he said he was going to use some Vinsanto to make a jello and use it on a dessert. Vinsanto is one of the sweetest, kind of tastes like, it's very much fermented sweet dessert wine.
Okay.
And I thought as a jello, I was like, that would be so amazing. And I was just hyping up the idea. And then they're like, I was like, I love you guys. I'm obsessed with you guys. Like, you're so cute. And this was yesterday. It was during Pride.
Can I ask how old? I have questions.
I think they looked to be 28, 27.
Oh, okay. Young
like
couple.
Young couple.
Yeah, my brain thought like 50s, like, and they were like.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know, because I feel like that's who's like come up to me before.
Yeah, you think like well, an we older had man this... from Spain with a beard and money.
Yeah, last time we had got propositioned for a threesome, we both got propositioned by the same
couple at a party. Yeah. And they were like definitely in their like 50s.
Yeah. 100%. So anyways, I just thought they were really nice and they walked away and we had like a little laugh. And then I went up to my other friend, my coworker, who's also doing a demo. I was like, did you see that couple? They were so cute. She's like, no, I got the weird vibes from them. Oh, and no. I was like, you did? I thought they were so cute. She was like, yeah, girl, they're weird. Like, don't talk to them. I'm like, well, what? Okay. Totally missed that. They circled back around, came up to the table and they go, hey, are you single? We actually have a great person for you that we'd keep in mind. Like, you guys would match energy. I go, oh my God. Well, that depends. No, I'm not single, but like, who's the friend? And they're like, well, the friend is us. And I was like, oh my God. What?
All right. I love how they said it friend too.
The friend is like us. I know, right?
I was wow.
Like, what the hell? And the girl was like that very cute Brooklyn looking girl with the short pixie haircut. And
your mic.
My mic?
Yeah.
Is it dropping?
There you go. Yep.
The short pixie haircut, not wearing a bra, kind of like crunchy granola vibe. And the guy, you know, they just match each other's vibe. And I was like, love that for you guys, but you know,
not the Dre vibe.
Were you like, sorry, I'm working?
Then, so, yeah, I said, wow, my job. They're like, this must happen to you all the time. I go, no, cheese is not an aphrodisiac, but okay. So yeah, and I, you know, I said, here's my Instagram. You know, follow me. I'll take a follow. And they were really sweet. And he was like, all right, well, we'll definitely hit you up, and you can come by the restaurant. I was like, the restaurant's BS.
Yeah,
this definitely doesn't exist.
Oh my God,
but maybe it does. Who knows? So that was cute. And then the actual most gorgeous couple came into the store. They looked Spanish Persian. Like, they were both models. I'm not even kidding. And I go, see, if they had propositioned me,
wow.
I would have at least thought about it.
Interesting.
You know?
So they weren't your type.
They weren't my type, but you know, I think I just like maybe like dark. I don't know. Like
tall,
you can't really
dark
tell
and
what
handsome
they look like.
And 6 foot three.
Yes. Like the vibe of, you know, the I love that for those people, like the crunchy granola, very like earthy vibe. But for me, I think it's got to be like the more manicured Amalfi Coast vibe. Is that what it is?
Manicured Amalfi Coast. I by the way, I just sang a camp song. I just want you to know. Camp
Did you?
In, camp is
you,
in session. Yeah, because
you brought camp into this.
The boys from Winnebago will know. And I always think tall, dark and handsome and 6 foot three. That's
you
who you
wrote
want.
The finance, the guy in finance song before it was you did it in
I did.
Camp.
Yeah, you're right.
From Winnebago.
I'm looking for a guy in finance with a 6'5". Fund. 6'5". Just 6'5" is too tall. I'm sorry. I'm going to say whoever
massive.
Whoever wrote that song, it should have been like 6'2".
I saw a couple yesterday. The guy was 6'5". The girl was no more than 4'5".
Oh my God.
And she looked up at him. She was like, do you want to buy this? Like, her neck was craning. I go, girl, ain't you tired of that? And how does this work? She's half of him. She was half of him.
Yeah, my brain always goes to how do they physically do it? You know what I mean?
Because like, in my mind, there's no way that she could be on him.
Right. You're at his like, chest. Her. You're just like kind of like.
Right. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Search your fucking tabs over there and let us know which one matches up.
Look up giant men with short women and let us know how they handle that.
No, know? It is weird. I mean, like even I'm 6 foot or I'm 5'11". 6 foot on the dating apps.
You're 5'8", Mike. Don't lie. Okay,
no,
don't lie. It's a podcast.
Mike, with a damn shoe and your hair done, you're 6'1".
Yeah. But even I always find it. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. I feel bad for women that are like 6 feet, even when they're gorgeous.
Yeah,
it's
hard
in some ways because I've been with women that are my height ish or even an inch or two taller than me.
Right.
And there's times where I'm like, this is like kind of difficult in some ways.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying
totally
this,
see
but this
that.
Is, this is,
I
get it's like
I have
hard.
Tall girlfriends who are like, I won't date a shorter guy. It's I can't. And I'm like, I get that.
Yeah.
Mike's like, I want you to know I'm enjoying this. But
I can see it being problematic
but I
in
feel
some
like
ways.
Something's
you know.
Off.
Right. It sucks. And it's like some of the best looking women that I've been with have been 6'1", maybe ish.
Wow.
And there's times where I'm just like, so I can see them looking at me and being like, it'd be nicer if he was like 6'3".
There is something fun though about like a 6'1" woman with like a 5'4" guy being like, being like, this is my fucking short king,
like,
and I don't give
a like
shit.
Like a dog.
You know what I mean? Like someone extra short. Yeah. Like there's something like, I'm like, I love it. I love that for you. I don't know why.
That gorgeous model, Abby, I think she's famous on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
And they have two kids and he is the short king.
Oh, I know
who
you mean. The TikToker family. Yeah.
And they always do videos together and she's always talking about her short king. And honestly, it works for them.
They're both cute. Like,
they're both gorgeous people and I love them as a couple.
Yeah. I love that.
It's a cute vibe.
Speaking of boyfriends and girlfriends, did you see that Travis surprised Taylor Swift at the Dublin show? And like, she like saw him from the, I've seen all the TikToks. She saw him from the stage and like pointed and everyone was like, oh my God, he surprised her.
Isn't he surprising her all the time though? Or not even a surprise. Like he was on stage with her dancing.
He was. Yeah.
That was for another
surprise.
Show.
That was a different show. But this one, I guess, you know, he was probably like, I can't make it to Dublin.
Of
and
course.
She was like, whatever.
Right.
I'll sell out.
Yeah. Right.
And then he just like showed up.
And he showed up.
And he better do the surprising now because football season starts in 9 weeks.
Lord knows they got no time for no shows.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
That's
do you
actually
like surprises?
Really cute.
Do you like if your boyfriend surprises you?
Yeah, I do. I'm a go with the flow person. So you could surprise me. You could not surprise me. I'm excited. I don't.
Is Nick a surpriser?
What the hell are you?
It's
about.
Just such a funny way to answer that question.
We've let Mike speak too much on this episode, I believe.
Anna asked you like a direct question, and you were like, eh. You were kind of like,
I love a surprise,
like,
but
I do like a surprise,
it.
But also I don't like a surprise. I just thought it was funny.
You know those people that are like, I can't do surprises. I need to know everything that's happening, where it's happening, why it's happening. No, like surprise me.
Can I tell you something? I think maybe it's the duality of the Gemini in me, but I think I am that person, even though I'm like, I love surprises. I'll be like... My brain is literally like, I don't like any of this. I don't even want to be surprised. Just tell me what you're doing for my birthday.
What are we
tell
doing?
Where are we going? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jared loves to surprise.
And he doesn't need to be surprised.
I think he enjoys his, I think he enjoys both ways. He likes to surprise people and he likes when I surprise him with something. He's very grateful. But I think I keep it internal, mm-hmm. you know, because I know Anna, be grateful. Someone's putting a surprise.
Be thankful
together for yeah. you. But I think I panic inside.
Just a little bit, because you want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Now, I am really bad, I think, at pulling off a surprise, but I would love to.
Okay. Goals, honey, goals.
You're right. I can work towards that goal of throwing a surprise party.
You will do a surprise, yeah. I gotta say, my dad was surprised beyond for his birthday. Mm. And he's like, I can't believe your mom pulled this shit off because she can't keep a secret
for anything.
Anything. And she did. She pulled it off. You know, it took 70 years of my dad's life to finally receive the surprise of his, you know.
Thank God.
My mom has thrown him a surprise party like every 10 years.
Okay. So he's kind of coming along. He was expecting it, but not really.
I don't know. He was really surprised. I'll say that.
Yeah, the surprise is a lot. Boyfriends, what are the things we're going to talk about? Oh, there's a lot of other pop culture.
Go.
The shows that we're watching.
Oh, my God.
Because you came in here hot talking about this.
Hot. And here's the thing. I watched Perfect Wife on the documentary on Hulu. I should say it's on Hulu because I did tell a friend last night it's on Netflix and it's not. And she was like, I can't find it.
What is it on?
Hulu.
Okay. Because I can't keep track.
My friend was like, I'm like, are you watching? She's like, no, should I? I was like, yeah, it's fucking juicy. And then she's like, where is it? And I was like, Netflix. And then I didn't look at my phone for like 20 minutes. And she's like, I've searched all of Netflix. It's not there. And I was like, okay, my bad. It's on Hulu. Anyway, it's a really fucked up story. I don't want to give it away. I will say, if you like the movie
Gone Girl,
it's a fucking documentary of something on the same vein, I'd say. And it's a real story, and it's a fucked up story.
Does it get more fucked up as the episodes go on? That's
really
my favorite.
It's like three episodes, and like shout out to the people who made it because they really leave you on a cliffhanger. They give you like a one line, and you're like, well, now I have to watch. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think it's three episodes, maybe four, three. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was like, wow, that was such a good documentary. And this morning, Jared's like, you missed the last 15 minutes because you passed out. And I was like, I did?
No.
Because I really remembered like brushing my teeth. I remembered like that being over and me brushing my teeth, but I do fall asleep every night on the couch. So it's just inevitable. It's going to happen.
But the fact that you're still like talking it up so much and you fell asleep for it, probably one of the most important parts of the documentary.
Biggest part, yeah.
The end of it.
Well, then this morning I saw a headline on like, you know, Instagram or something that like about the woman that it's about the perfect wife. And I was like, oh no, this kind of, I was like, I don't know the end because this headline
is
ruining it. So I was like, wait a second. Shit. I don't know how it ends.
Watching, I really want to see this. I think someone else talked about it and they made it seem like they're like, if you like Gone Girl, it's like even worse than Gone Girl. Like it's crazy. I can't even imagine that. But watching a documentary with Jared, is he one of those critiquers? Because he also works in
documentaries. I will say Jared has an amazing eye for scripted and unscripted stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he'll literally like pause the screen sometimes and be like,
oh my
gosh,
they
didn't do the green screen well on that image. Like you can see that border. Like he sees
that's
all
what I'm
of
thinking
that.
Him doing.
Last night he did pause it and was like, they used this image in the second, like, because he's doing a lot of archival. He's like, they used this image in the second episode in a different context, and it's weird to bring it back in this episode. And I was like,
it's actually helpful information.
I would never see that. You know,
so but totally.
Yes, he's not annoying with it, and if he is, I'll stop him. You know what I mean?
Really?
I'll be like, I'm a normal girl watching this documentary. I don't work in this genre, so let me enjoy this because I do enjoy it.
And your comments and are not helping. Up.
But it's funny when he like pauses it and I'm like, you saw that? And he was like, yeah, they used it's the same, you know, this interviewer, blah, blah, blah. Like he notices a lot of stuff, but I think he limits it for me to enjoy it.
That's nice of him.
That is nice.
So nice of him. Yeah.
You know, he probably like has to swallow a lot of it. He's like, I want to say this, but I can't. Just keeps it on inside. Similar type of show. It's a little bit of a thriller. I've been watching Presumed Innocent on Apple TV.
Which I've seen a lot. Apple's coming out with a lot of good shows this year.
Well, good thing, because I signed up for it because our TV was messed up. And so I had to get my own account.
Oh, no.
I better get all my Apple TV recs in now so that I can cancel it for next month. Okay. I'm trying to consolidate. You know what I'm talking about. Presumed Innocent with Jake Gyllenhaal. So good.
Really?
No, like, I love a
scripted
thriller.
Show.
Love crime. Scripted based on a book.
Okay.
It's about this prosecutor who there's a brutal murder and he actually worked with her, and it becomes very twisted and turning as people's secrets come out because they all used to work together, or they all work together in the district attorney's office in Chicago. So it's so good. Jake Gyllenhaal is
great.
And she's
a Midwest girly.
And obviously I was like, Nick, this is for you, you know? And yeah, so it's really, really freaking good. And I got to the end of, they're slowly releasing it.
Okay.
Honestly, screw you. Like, that's rude.
I like that though. People,
it reminds
I feel like
me of old TV.
People, here's the thing. The Bear is out now, you know, the new season of The Bear. And I haven't started it yet because I feel like it's a commitment when you start. I just haven't had the time, whatever. And, but people have already finished it. And I'm like, I think that's the type of show. It's so fucking high strung and like the drama of it that why don't they should release that weekly?
Yeah, you should. I do see what you're saying.
That it's like annoying that you feel like, well, missed it.
Well, and I hate when you wait for something to come out for so long and then you get it all at once and then you're done.
Yeah,
and
you're done.
You're
and
kind
it's
kind of just like, fuck. Yeah. Now what?
You know? Yeah. Although no, literally I don't what? Binge like that. We'll watch one or two episodes. Yeah. Like, and then like wait.
So your self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but when the show is so good, there is no self-control.
Right.
When I got to the last bit of it, I was like, oh, thank God I get to watch another episode. And they were like, wait for next week on Wednesday. It'll come out. Yeah. And I go, what?
Is it sad? That's how I feel about Love is Blind.
That you want to watch
about
it every
season?
Week?
Like whenever I like blow through like four episodes, I'm like, I got to wait a whole week for more.
For this? Oh, yeah, no, they leave you on cliffhangers too. Yeah.
They do.
So it's actually rude, but
dude,
it's just
I felt that about the X-Men cartoon that came out. It, like,
no,
like,
you should really talk to Jared.
That's a Jared
he's
question.
Loving it.
That's
okay,
our childhood,
loving it.
You know?
Yeah, that's
but
so
yeah,
true.
Every time it was every Wednesday, and they gave you the first two, and you watched the first two. I was like, oh, I gotta wait another week.
Yeah.
So I mean, it does work.
It's a strategy.
If the show's good, you're definitely gonna be in a position where you're just like, fuck, I can't wait till next week.
Did you experience that with The Sopranos? Like, everybody would sit down and watch HBO when the next Sopranos episode
I never watched
out.
The Sopranos.
Whenever I ask people now that I'm a loyal watcher, like, I watch the whole season or all the seasons. Nick's influence. But he just reminds me. He's like, yeah, we used to, like, everybody used to sit down, wait for Sopranos to come out every week. I'm like, wow, that must have been an experience.
We did that with Lost. Yep. I did that with Lost. I did until I fell off of Lost.
Yeah.
As a family, we did that with Sex in the City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's such a fun
HBO
fact
Sunday
family.
Night was HBO. Like the fucking ticket for 20 years, probably.
Still was when Game of Thrones came out. That was a Sunday night show.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. It's so funny because I didn't watch Game of Thrones and it ended when I was working at HQ and like we would have like watch parties on Sundays, but like we'd be doing the shows from 9 to 10 and then like at 10 was the episode or like they'd watch it at 10.
Yeah.
And I'd like sit in the back, like on my phone. Like Jared would come cause we'd have these watch parties in our office. It was so stupid. And I'd be there and I'd be like, I fucking don't get this show. You know how many times I tried to watch it. I never watched Game of Thrones. I'm sorry to say,
but are you into House of Dragon?
No. couldn't tell you a single thing about it.
But are you into House of Dragon?
No.
Anna doesn't strike me as a dragon person.
No.
Yeah. No?
No.
I'll watch it for the mystical of it all, but I don't need to follow it, you know?
Yeah.
I think they all look really cool, though.
Yeah. I mean,
the Viking
vibe. I think it's like
dragon.
A nice culty thing, you know? But I'm just not part of it.
She's on that Love is Blind train, and I don't know what you want her to do about that.
I literally just said I hate when I have to wait for a Love is Blind episode. She's like, are you watching House of Dragon? I'm like, didn't even know that was on.
Couldn't tell you.
Poor Jared. He loves that shit. He loved Game of Thrones. He loves probably House of Dragon. When I'm here, I imagine he's working.
I imagine he gets some goddamn time to watch his picks.
Like I said, I have something tonight from 6 to 8, and he was like, oh, he's in his head. He's like, oh, okay. So do you want to come? He goes, no, I think I'm good. I'm like, what are you doing?
One episode of X-Men. That's one episode of Game of Thrones.
Literally, get in. It's sad for him. Every night when I would work HQ, like I would be out all night, you know, working. Mm-hmm. And then every night when I'd come home, he'd have his fucking headset on. You know, he was on Xbox.
Gaming. Yeah, oh, yeah.
I was like,
gaming.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is amazing for you. Like, congrats to you that
honestly,
I have a job right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a long-term job.
I won't even get into men playing video games because they sound so dumb.
It's so funny too.
Video games sound dumb, or we sound dumb. Because
you
we
sound
like them.
Dumb playing the video games.
Oh, wow. Sure. Yeah, that I believe for sure.
Wow,
like it really gives me the ick, and I think we've talked about it before, so I won't get into it that much. But just like,
does
what
Nick
do you,
play?
Yes, and they're screaming at the freaking computer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, get on me, dude. What the fuck? Look, oh my god! Yes. And then they'll go
on
off
the computer.
Yeah, they're playing on the computer because it's. I don't know. They play on the computer.
So Nick's a PC gamer.
PC, yeah.
Oh.
So then, look at me being like, PC.
I was like, Jared sits with a headset on our couch, like Xbox on the TV.
Oh, Xbox. Okay. But he has a headset on.
sometimes.
You gotta have a headset.
I haven't seen him wear it in a while, so it must be when I'm out.
Did he ever have conversations though where he would have guy on guy conversations? Yeah. Where like, so dude, like, what's your top, like, okay, you're going to a diner. What are you ordering first? I'm like, what is this?
I honestly think.
In this conversation. And then he's like, Dre, what's your choice? I go, no, don't even bring me into this. Don't even bring me into your video game chat.
I'm so evil I would be like, "This, you're a fucking loser." And so he doesn't he doesn't do it around me. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I'll bring him down.
When I lived with a woman, it was that it was a pain point for sure.
Yeah, the that's the title of your book. When I lived with a woman,
with some fucking your special. That's gonna be your special.
Porn images on it. You know,
when I lived with a woman.
Yeah. Dot dot dot.
People that don't live together, but I want to talk about them really quickly. Kristen Cavallari and her man.
Mm. Mm. They don't live together yet.
I don't think so, but he's over a lot.
Yeah.
I think he's still...
What are they doing?
He lives in Nashville. Well, they just posted one of these TikToks. You know, they've really been on social a lot.
Yeah.
They just did promoting her new clay mask, which I think you can get it on Common Beauty. And they were doing clay mask foreplay where they put on clay masks on each other. They brush it on their face and they like sit and it's like hot and she's like outside and he's like putting her hair back behind her ear. And everybody sent me this video and they were like, oh my God, you have to do... clay mask foreplay.
Wow.
Do you and Jared do clay masks together?
Absolutely not.
okay, but you do the...
we do masks together sometimes. Yeah. He'll mask.
Yeah.
He'll mask, but not I get nicked as foreplay.
Not as foreplay, yeah. In literally what world? I think that Kristen and Montana Boy are just so into each other. They're in that early stage.
Yeah.
So anything is foreplay.
Sometimes I think that will be when I'm like 50, like, am I going to hook up with like a hot 20-year-old?
Honestly, like,
I don't know.
You should try it.
I don't know.
To me, watching her, I'm like, damn, like you had three kids. You have a sick body and you're hooking up with like one of the hottest TikTokers who
I saw a video of Kristen. I thought of you recently.
Which one was it?
On TikTok where she said she does not wear suntan
underwear.
Lotion.
I'm just kidding.
She doesn't wear sunscreen.
That's hard to believe.
No, and it was an interview on a podcast. I don't think it was her podcast. And she was like, I don't wear sunscreen. And someone stitched it. A dermatologist. I follow a lot of dermatologists.
Yeah.
Someone stitched it. And they were like, this is fucked up. And
this
wrong
is crazy.
To say when you have a big like platform or whatever, because it is proven that sunscreen does help a lot of people. And it was just so funny because she was like, I just don't like wear sunscreen. Which I could totally see being like, she doesn't. And she just
doesn't.
She grew up in California. She's got that tan skin. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's crazy though is because she goes to Mexico a lot. And whenever she does videos in Mexico, she's like burnt to a crisp.
Oh
like,
my God.
Girly pop. Put on at least 15 SPF.
That's crazy.
She always is red. And I'm like, damn, she must be really, or she just has, she's tan and maybe she has, I don't know, some like type of Mediterranean, Italian in her. I don't know. She has a little melanin, but yeah,
the name would suggest Italian. But
Cavallari?
Yeah.
You're right.
I love it. So I've gotten really good at using suntan lotion. Sunscreen. Like I use it every day.
You put it into your moisturizer, your like primer?
No, I just use, I use a moisturizer foundation. That is a suntan, like a sunblock with zinc. That's like a 45.
I really got to get into that.
Because I've decided I'm getting younger and hotter. I'm not getting older and, like, and like leathery, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
It's just what's the point of that?
That's Thank out. Yeah.
That's so out.
It is out. It is
it's
out.
Beyond out. And we also need to be out.
Oh no.
No, is there anything else we want to talk about before we get into our
special guests of
our
the day?
Special guests.
No, I think I'm ready to go into my special guests mode.
Absolutely. Let's bring them in because I think they're very eager. Okay.
We are just fresh off of Chloe's 40th birthday.
I am like kind of hungover.
Oh my God. I am very hungover, but I took a lot this morning to count to balance, you know?
You did?
Yeah, I took shrooms.
Oh boy.
Picks you right back up, you know? I had a couple meetings. I thought I got to do something about this. I can't believe our Chloe is 40 years old.
Yeah, welcome to the 4-0 club, ho.
Is she a ho?
It's taken her long enough. Like, it's time that she's 40.
It really is. Although I feel like she was born yesterday. I could cry, you know?
Stop.
For so long, she was my favorite daughter. And And now she's such a grown woman.
Yeah. You love to switch it up. Switch up your favorites.
I do. You know I do. Yeah. We love our Kylie this month.
As every month, I'm pretty sure.
Well, how many people do you know who became a billionaire at 22 years old? I mean, that is love.
It's kind of crazy if you think about it.
Yeah. So anyway, we came straight from the party to go do the podcast.
Yeah, I need a liquid IV stat. Like, my body is falling apart.
I can get you. I'll order it on Uber.
Yeah, hold can on. You get us, like, some transfusions? Yeah, a B12 shot.
Uber transfusion.
Uber transfusion. No, I need one of those liquid IV drops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like the I, is that what it, the IV?
IV, yeah. I've had it. I had it like 2 hours ago. I got it in the car on the way over. Do you
see,
have car
that's
IV?
Why you're, no, that's why I like can't stand you, because you don't include me on these things.
Doll, you came from, you said you had to nurse the baby. How was I supposed to stick an IV in you when we're not in the same car?
I was doing real life shit, like breastfeeding, and you're over there getting car IVs.
Absolutely. I would say we had to stop for gas. That's real life shit, too.
Okay. Anyway, what'd you think of the party?
I thought it was absolutely amazing. The theme was denim and diamonds, which we are still wearing.
I didn't take it off.
Nope. And it was so cute. Didn't you love it? Was like Dolly Parton, who's been an inspiration for all of us, really, for so many years. And so it was a Dollywood theme for Chloe, but like, yeah, Chloe Wood.
Chloe Wood. Yeah, I thought it was like so iconic. I love denim. And I was like, this is so rock.
It's so rock and roll. It really is. And I just felt like it was so different. You know, no one had to be so dressed up. And I got to ride a mechanical bull for 3 hours.
You do that in your everyday life. It's like no difference.
It's a really great exercise. Have you ever ridden a bull?
I mean, yeah, I got on there for like 2 seconds, but I didn't want to rupture anything down there.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yes.
Her V is more important than the B.
Whatever that means. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Wait, watching you on that mechanical bull was disgusting.
I thought it was fabulous. Corey took so many videos of me. You know,
which
that
is
bull,
even more disturbing.
That bull, let me tell you, I got that bull. I rode a real bull in Spain once, like 20 years ago. And I fell in love. This bull was such a sweet animal. And I, even though I rode him in the rink, then I said, can we get a replica, but like the mechanical kind, to bring home to Los Angeles? And so they made me the bull. I've been waiting to use the bull. And then when she was having this party, I thought, let's take her out.
You have a taxidermied bull your house.
Well, I wouldn't say taxidermy, because it's got all the you know, wires to make it go.
Okay, but it's stuffed.
It's stuffed. The head. Yeah, definitely
from
the head.
From Spain. That is psychotic. Yeah, you lasted like 15 seconds on that bull.
My balance was off. You know, I had an edible. I had a couple of martinis. I was really just not in the best space, you know, to get on the bull.
Yeah, they spun you around and you looked insane. I thought your wig was going to fall off.
This isn't a wig, doll.
It's not?
Absolutely not. This is my real hair.
Oh my God, I thought you were wearing wigs this whole time.
Only on Halloween.
Or the Met Gala.
The Met Gala. And that one time in Capri when I went blonde. But other than that, no, real deal.
I guess shame on me.
Yeah. Anyway, did you have a nice time at the party? What was your favorite part?
I did. I loved the after party. I thought it was like so fun. We had a concert, Chloe Wood.
Yes, with Snoop Dogg.
Oh my God, I like forgot he was there. Yeah, that was so fun.
So nice of him. Chloe's been a huge Snoop fan forever, so it was really special.
Yeah, that was really cute. I just love how happy Chloe was. She looked like really happy.
She also looked so amazing. Did she not look the hottest?
Yeah, she did. I think Tristan is jealous.
40 and fabulous, they say.
Yeah, she was like asking me what to expect in her 40s. I was like, get ready for the best time of your life.
Literally, your 40s have proven that 40s are the decade, right? You found the love of your life. You had a beautiful wedding in Italy. You've had a baby, which is breaking barriers in science.
It really is. It really is. Yeah, 40s is the best time of my life. I'm just like living life, you know? Like the vibe is living and the vibe is 40s.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Where the hell were you when you were 40?
Well, when I was 40, let me see. I was planning in the basement for us to become the most successful family in America.
So the dynasty started when you were 40.
Actually, kind of. Yeah. You know, it really did. Did you know those maps where you kind of just map everything? I knew everyone I needed to connect with. By 40, I was ready to do it. I had all my kids, you know, I was in another marriage. I was really just kind of, I was, how do you say, I was like manifesting.
You were manifesting?
I really was. And here we are, doll.
Yeah, like 100 years later.
No, that's just right. I'm 140 years old.
You're a vampire. Yeah, 40s are just like the best. Like, I think I'm the healthiest I've ever been.
Wow. Yeah. Let me get healthy.
Exactly.
What's the hottest Lemmy gummy right now?
Honestly, I think it's Lemmy Chill.
Lemmy Chill. I would like that one, right? I take drugs.
But you know what? I did get a report that Lemmy Purr was doing really well.
The vagina one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to send that one to you.
TMI. I don't need it, doll. Everything works great.
Down there.
Ask Corey.
You're so sick. I thought you literally cut open your vagine on the mechanical bull. Remember when you fell off?
No, I did not cut it open. I'm an experienced bull rider.
I ride it.
Yeah.
I mean, riding Corey is like basically riding a bull anyway.
This is where I need to see myself out because that's
ABC. See yourself out, doll.
No, I like literally need to. Look, Chloe, we love you.
Absolutely. You look amazing in chaps. We're so proud of you.
Was she wearing the assless chaps? I must have fallen asleep.
I think there was an ass, but she had the chaps on. Oh, and how nice is it that your brother Rob came out? That was one really nice part of the party.
Honestly, he was probably the best surprise of the night.
Yeah, he was fully wrapped in a blanket of denim, so people didn't know. You had to peep through the holes to see.
You had to be a peeper. I just love that for Rob because I love it when he's just like never around and then he comes around and everyone's excited.
It's like Santa Claus, you know, showing up down the chimney, cheering everybody up. That's Rob's place in our family. It really just is.
Handing out socks.
So nice. Really like Christmas.
It's literally like Santa Claus. That's like your best comparison ever.
Oh my God. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me, doll. You want to get lunch after this?
I'd love to, but I've actually got a couple things I need to do.
Of course.
She's got plans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep telling yourself that. Are you going to eat placenta?
Yeah, I have a placenta.
She had a little, you okay there?
I'm so hungover. I like literally need my bed and a matcha shot.
Wow.
I've got to go.
Well, I got to go. I'm going to the Palisades.
You're actually literally going nowhere.
No, I'm going to a Skims meeting. Skims swimsuit edition meeting. I can't wait.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Are you hitting up the Olympics?
The Olympics in Paris. I'll see.
Yep.
I'll see if I can swing it. I got a busy week. Is it more than a week? It's like 10 days.
Yeah, it's like kind of a while.
I'll see it. But I'm rooting for Simone Biles. You are amazing, sweetie. Take home the gold for the US of A.
Yeah, Simone is like the vibe. You should send her some like aloe goodies.
Oh, I really should. That's really smart. Maybe we could get Aloe to sponsor her. I got a couple calls to make. I gotta go.
Toodles.
This was fun. Happy birthday, Chloe. Love you.